Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
If we hope to survive in this digital age, we have to think critically about the messages we consume. Someone created those messages for a reason. Let's find out why. Sometimes we just have to ask, what the media? I'm Megan Lynch. In this episode, Missouri is the latest state to legalize recreational marijuana, but you won't be hearing ads on my station, KMOX in St. Louis, nor on most others.
There's always the risk that the FCC could decide, hey, a broadcast station is violating this federal criminal law.
David Oxenford is an attorney with Wilkinson Barker and Nauer in Washington, D.C. He's represented broadcasters for 40 years. I asked David about the rules for cannabis ads.
Well, you know, it's really not just broadcasters who have these problems. And the problem all stems from the fact that marijuana is still illegal as a federal matter. It's still a felony under federal law to sell marijuana or promote the sale of marijuana. So this federal felony statute prevents any media outlet really from promoting the sale of marijuana at the risk of a criminal violation. Now, most businesses outside of the broadcast space don't have major issues because there's also been, for the last 10 years, a provision in federal budget bills that prevent the Department of Justice from bringing criminal actions under this felony statute. But for regulated industries, the limitation in the budget bills don't limit other regulatory agencies from taking actions based on the violation of this federal law. So not only broadcasters, but banks and other regulated industries that are regulated by federal agencies can't do business with legal marijuana operations in states where it's been legalized. And this has been a problem in Colorado for years and years, where federally chartered banks can't open up accounts for a dispensary. And it's obviously gone on to all the other states where it's been legalized. And that same issue applies to broadcasters, that because the Federal Communications Commission issues FCC licenses, there's always the risk that the FCC could decide, hey, a broadcast station is violating this federal criminal law, and therefore take some sort of enforcement action because the broadcaster is running advertisements for marijuana, legal marijuana in a state.
Have you seen anyone, for example, in states like Colorado or Illinois, try to push this limit?
Well, these federal restrictions really have not been enforced in probably a decade since the Department of Justice has had these limitations put on them. So we really haven't seen any sort of actions brought against broadcasters or brought against banks or brought against any other federally licensed business that does business with a dispensary or other state legal marijuana business. But there's that risk, and lots of companies don't want to take that risk because it's a hypothetical risk that's always out there.
And it could be an expensive risk. Could it be argued, though, that, you know, these rules might be a restraint of trade? Could someone debate that in court?
It's a federal criminal law. So, you know, it has nothing to do with restraining trade. Technically, even the digital companies are subject to these same federal criminal statutes, and you won't see advertisements for dispensaries on Facebook or YouTube or other big digital platforms because they have the same concerns about the federal criminal laws. Even the bigger newspapers are reluctant to run those ads because, you know, they rely on the U.S. Postal Service to deliver a lot of their products as well. So it is still a issue throughout the economy, not just for broadcasters, not just for banks, but for all sorts of businesses that do business with these now state legalized marijuana businesses. And there's lots of attempts to change the laws on a federal level. There's been proposed legislation by the banks for 10 years. Broadcasters have tried to join in that proposed legislation to allow those businesses, those federally chartered businesses, to do business with legalized dispensaries in states where marijuana is legalized. And now President Biden recently suggested that federal agencies take marijuana off of what's called Schedule One. Schedule One is the drugs that basically are illegal for all purposes under federal law. And, you know, marijuana is one of the few that is prohibited for, you know, research purposes or just about anything else under federal law. And, you know, it doesn't make sense anymore with so many states legalizing or decriminalizing it, that President Biden has asked the Food and Drug Administration and the other government agencies involved in maintaining the schedule whether marijuana should still be on that schedule. And if ultimately those agencies make that decision, even if no legislation passes Congress, these issues may be resolved in the not too distant future. But until then, we still have this anomaly where federal law is different than all the state laws.
Now, are there some related businesses that we can accept advertising from? For example, doctors who might prescribe marijuana, or even the ballot initiatives to legalize marijuana, things like that, as long as it's not directly related to the growers, the manufacturers, the distributors?
Sure. Ballot issues, you know, that's a matter of First Amendment law that's dealing with a, you know, legislative issue. I can't imagine any regulatory or criminal agency having any problem with that kind of free speech on a political issue. So, you know, I don't see that's an issue for broadcasters. You know, when you get into related businesses to marijuana, it's all a matter of degree. And, you know, I think it's an evaluation that each company makes based on the advertisement that they're faced with as to whether or not they'd be willing to run that ad, and whether they think that it would violate any of these federal prohibitions.
One last question for you. I have to wonder about billboards. That's the primary way I've seen the dispensaries in this area advertise. A lot of those billboards are owned by big communication companies. So how does that work?
Well, because there is no licensing, because you're not using the federally licensed or federally regulated means of communications, including really the internet uses some federally licensed transmission paths. Billboards are probably the least risky place for marijuana advertising because federal law generally is not implicated in regulating billboards.
That's broadcast attorney David Oxenford. What the Media is produced by Odyssey St. Louis from the studios of KMOX Radio. I'm Megan Lynch. Special thanks to contributor, media literacy author Julie Smith. Our executive producer is Beth Coughlin. We invite you to visit KMOX.com for more on our media literacy project.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.